Greetings, salutations, welcome to the West Texas Catholic, the podcast episode 30, and let's see if I can get this right finally. Brought to you by Cap'n, powered by the Diocese of Amarillo. Well, I maybe got that finally right. My name is Chris Albrecht. I'm Director of Communications for the Diocese of Amarillo. I edit the West Texas Catholic, the newspaper, and I also host the West Texas Catholic, the audio version, on Catholic Radio here in the Diocese of Amarillo. We are so glad to have you with us as we prepare for the Lenten season here at Cap'n. Reuben Denson's going to join us. You may remember Reuben was one of our guests last fall when he was a student, almost graduating from the Catholic Student Center at West Texas A&M University. He has a new job. We'll talk to him about that new job, and we'll ask him if he has any Lenten advice, among other things, all here in the next 15, 20 minutes or so throughout the course of the program. Plus, we'll get you up to date with all kinds of diocesan news as well. But first, let's spend time in prayer. If you'll assume an attitude of prayer, let us pray for religious liberty, something we should never take for granted in our church, our world, and in our society. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Almighty God, Father of all nations, for freedom you have set us free in Christ Jesus. We praise and bless you for the gift of religious liberty, the foundation of human rights, justice, and the common good. Grant to our leaders the wisdom to protect and promote our liberties. By your grace, may we have the courage to defend them for ourselves and for all those who live in this blessed land. We ask this through the intercession of Mary Immaculate, our patroness, and in the name of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, with whom you live and reign, one God, forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. After doing that prayer for nearly 15 years, you would think I'd have that memorized by now, but no. My dime's worth of opinions, not necessarily those of the Diocese of Amarillo, Cap'n, or the Office of Communications for the Diocese of Amarillo. Hey, the snow was nice, wasn't it, a couple of weeks ago? We needed the moisture, but we need more. Wheat farmers need that soil profile so they can have great crops this summer. And we need the water, folks. And we're getting out of a La Nina very, very soon. Thank goodness for that. So keep praying for favorable weather for our farmers and ranchers. They certainly do need the moisture. Keep in prayer those in need of prayer. The poor, the homeless, the unemployed, the sick, the dying, the lonely, the oppressed, the hungry, the thirsty, the discerning, the broken, the uncertain, the confused, the disturbed, and the discerning. Keep in prayer also our two great seminarians, Richard Escalante and Benjamin Sego. And you can find out more about vocations at AmarilloVocations.org. AmarilloVocations.org, still your one-stop online for anything and everything that has to do with vocations here in the Diocese of Amarillo. To our healthcare workers and first responders, thank you for all you do for us. Your efforts do not go unappreciated. All right, soapbox time, folks. The midterm elections are coming up in November. The primary is coming up on Tuesday, March 3rd. Early voting begins on Tuesday, February 17th, going through Friday, February 27th. You've gotten registered to vote. That's step one. Step two, do your homework on the candidates, the political parties, the platforms. How do they jibe with your Catholic viewpoints? And then number three, get out and vote. Whether it's in the primary early voting stage of February 17th through the 27th or election day itself on Tuesday, March 3rd. As Catholics, we have a moral obligation to vote in elections, not just the ones we want to, but in every single election. So get out there and vote. And with that, we'll step off our soapbox. Hey, a quick reminder, find out more diocesan news. We are loaded for bear with news. This latest issue of the West Texas Catholic, the newspaper, proves that, but there's more at AmarilloDiocese.org and WestTexasCatholic.org under the West Texas Catholic news header. Like us on Facebook, Amarillo Diocese. We've been putting up a lot of posts lately, especially with all the stuff that has to do with school vouchers and Catholic schools as of late. Next issue of the West Texas Catholic, the newspaper, dated Sunday, March the 15th. It will contain the Holy Week schedules for all the parishes in the Diocese of Amarillo. The deadlines, Monday, March 2nd for advertising, Thursday, March 5th for story and news ideas. And yes, if you were married, a Catholic couple, that is, between January 1st, 1976 and March 31st, 1976, we want to honor you for your 50th wedding anniversary in our Golden Tribute section. Get in touch with us. We'll give you all the details on that. The podcast is at AmarilloDiocese.org/podcast or stcapn.com. But wait, there's more. Don't forget, keep up with this program and all our other offerings on our podcasting network. And a reminder that all of our fantastic Cap'n products are now available on Spotify, Amazon Music, and Apple Podcasts. And we've had some people tell us, thank you for getting that done. Thanks, David. We appreciate that. Email address for the program, stcapn@dioama.org. Our next podcast will drop on Friday, February 27th. We'll talk more about that as we get closer. And we thank you for the privilege of your time. We hope that you're spending it wisely, and we appreciate you spending it wisely with us here at Cap'n. Call it a reunion of sorts? He won't. But joining us, we had him back here in the fall when he was a lowly student at the Catholic Student Center at West Texas A&M University. Although I think lowly student would be an underestimate there for you, sir. And he's now an alumni of West Texas A&M University. And quite frankly, he's the Charlie Kirk of the Catholic Church here in the Diocese of Amarillo, because there aren't too many young people that have the fire this guy has and the passion this guy has for life, but most importantly, for his faith in Jesus Christ. You like the build-up there, Reuben Denson?
That was really great, actually. Yeah, I'm a big fan.
I expect a little extra in my paycheck for that.
Hey, okay, that's right.
Just kidding.
We'll send it your way.
Yeah, I'm sure you will. Reuben, thanks for coming back in. So we finally graduated. You've been paroled from West Texas A&M University.
Yeah.
How does it feel to be calling yourself an alum of West Texas A&M?
It is quite unlike what I was expecting, because you just don't anticipate all of the change so quickly. And it's like you step into the big gym there at WT, they put you in a line, you walk the stage, and they're like, okay, that's it. And you're kind of thinking to yourself, really? That was quick.
They basically give you a diploma and say, thank you for being here, and shut the door on you.
That's right.
Family able to make it from California?
They were, yes. They flew out, and we had some time to spend together out by the canyon. It was awesome. Extremely memorable.
It was not the first time for your dad being here, because he moved you in here long years ago. But for other family members that had never been here, what was their first impressions of the Diocese of Amarillo and Paladura Canyon?
Yeah, they are actually big hikers in my family, so they appreciated the views from the edge of the canyon there. And it was my mom and my brother who had helped me move in that joined us as well. So it wasn't their first time, but they had been in California for a few years, so it was nice for them to come back. And we actually had my uncle, my Nino, who was supposed to make the flight, and then with all the craziness in Dallas, things didn't work out. And so everyone who was here to support me had been here before, but they didn't have the most exposure, and I think they really enjoyed it.
And it's also nice to breathe the sweet air of freedom here in the great state of Texas,
sure is.
Isn't it?
It's what brought me here, so yeah, it's good to be here.
There you go. So we have employment now.
Yes, sir.
Let's talk about the employment.
Yeah, so I'm the new youth minister at St. Anne's Catholic Church.
And that's St. Anne's Canyon, by the way, not to confuse with St. Anne's and Stinnett.
We didn't need to do
any confusion there.
But I'm in a season of transition, because we have our youth and young adult coordinator, Madeline Hill, who's exceptionally gifted, such a great talent for the church, and I'm sure she's going to do amazing things. But her fiance is actually a student at DeViro at WT, and turns out that that's shutting down, and so she's going to move down to College Station sooner than expected. So I will be actually taking over that role. So my role is pretty much a youth minister, but also a youth and young adult coordinator. So everything involving young people at St. Anne's, that's my role.
Has this been kind of a learning curve thing for you to get used to youth ministry? Have you felt a little overwhelmed getting started with this?
You know, it's made it easy working with Madeline, just because her experience level is so great. I mean, she has tons of retreat experience and skills up her sleeve that I didn't even know one could have working with the youth. So I have stepped into a new role. There's been some discomfort, but my great mentor and friend, Paula Schlegel, she says, you know, being an excellent student is learning to get comfortable in the uncomfortable. So that's what I'm doing now. I'm trying to learn as much as I can from our amazing team at St. Anne's Canyon. And Madeline has been a huge help to me. And so the growing pains are real, but we're gonna make it through that. It's a season of change and transition, so I just have to be open to learning and getting my feet wet, because that's what it is. It's all learning for the purpose of serving our youth, the community. So I'm excited to see what I can learn in the time between now and the summer, when she's actually a married woman, and then it's more of a one-man show working with the rest of the team.
Ruben Denson is our guest, a former student of West Texas A&M University, an alum now. He graduated in December, and now the youth minister at St. Anne's Church in Canyon, our guest on the West Texas Catholic, the podcast, brought to you by Cap'n, powered by the Diocese of Amarillo. So what's the basic underlying message you're giving to the youth as you get this started as a baby youth minister?
I want our youth to fall in love with Jesus Christ. He is the King of Kings. He's the man on the cross who suffered and died for them, not only individually, but for us, the church. And as the church militant, we're hoping to be a part of the church triumphant. So asking the intercession of our great saint friends so that we can reach, you know, the heights of heaven and just live in the perfect glory of God for the rest of our existence. So life isn't about us. It's about him. Giving our lives totally to him is the goal that we all have. And so hoping and praying for their continued conversion, their transformation is what I do. So I try to be intentional with how I'm praying for them, how I'm serving them. But again, I've got lots to learn in my time as a student, really. And eventually, I'm hoping to reach some of those students who are far from the church, the church's teachings, or from the things that are just confusing to them. You know, bringing the faith alive to people is my goal, and especially for our youth, because we're living in dark and desperate times, and the only solution to that is the light.
Do a lot of the older youth kind of look at you like, who is this kid that's trying to be our youth director? He's not much older than we are.
Yeah.
That's kind of a benefit for them because you've lived that life and you're not an older person. Being the youth minister, you're kind of one of their peers, just a little older, right?
That's right. Yeah, it's a little uncomfortable just because you have that hesitancy, that confusion about why somebody your same age is talking to you. But the hope is also that they will see that my witness as a young person is no different than their own. You know, all you have to do is surrender to the man on the cross. I mean, he is, again, your king. He's your savior. And so we have a chance to sanctify ourselves every single day. And if we can do that by just embracing our brothers and sisters in Christ, even if they may be our same age or relatively our same age, I think that's helpful, because powerful witness goes a long way. And while I may not have years of wisdom and just a ton to offer them in terms of my experience as a husband or a father, I'm hoping to get there and to help them see that these things are possible even as a young person, to just believe in Christ and serve him.
In God's time, all good things.
In God's time, all good things.
And you are planning to bring the kids to the DCYC.
That's right.
Why should other youth ministers who maybe are like, oh, I don't want to go to Amarillo for a weekend in April, why should I take my kids there? Well, why should they? Why shouldn't they bring their kids? They need to bring their kids up here for this.
You know, the beautiful thing about being Catholic is that you love and serve God, glorify him above all things, but you also want to live in community. You want to live in the unity of Jesus Christ, and we get to do that in fellowship. And so with other students, we have an opportunity to just have fun together. And in doing the things that are going to bring the faith to life, glorify God. And that's our entire purpose for our existence. So being that for our youth, great examples, leading the charge as youth ministers, as young adult coordinators, what have you, we're going to inspire them to really take their commitment to Christ to the next level as Catholics. And that's the greatest gift that we can offer to them.
I like the term you use, fellowship, because in some places, usually you have young Catholic men and young Catholic women that meet each other for the first time with those shared values, and who knows, by the grace of God, they may wind up dating. You never know.
It's true.
So folks, make sure you plan to send your kids to DCYC 2026. It's Friday, April 24th through Sunday, April 26th. Get with your youth minister for more details, or you can call Oscar Guzman here at the Pastoral Center, 806-383-2243, extension 118. All right. Your first Lent as a youth minister, your first Lent out of college in this new chapter in your life. So let's talk about Lent. What are some practical ideas that you can share that not only are good for the youth of your parish or the youth of the diocese, but maybe for some of us who need to be reminded of the basics of Lent?
You're going to hear this on repeat, but these are the three. It's prayer, fasting, and almsgiving. And we can apply that to our youth. We can apply that to our lives as older adults who are leading the charge by example. It's just a way of bringing into focus the reason for the season, which is to take up your cross and follow him. The most important thing is that we remember that this doesn't have to look like living in complete solitude for 46 days. This is just being intentional about our prayer, being intentional about the way that we fast, abstaining from those things that are taking control of our lives, so that we can take a step back and recognize how our Lord suffered for us out of love for us. And we can do the same in small ways for love of him. And then almsgiving, to just give of our time, give up our little bit of money. So for young people, maybe that's $5 that you go ahead and you toss into the basket on Sunday. And for our older adults, maybe that looks like carving out time to dedicate to some ministry at your parish. These are the things that we can do. And really, it's about not what we do per se, but how we live, how we choose to be more united to our Lord in his passion during a season of intentionality, a season of sacrifice, and a season of really culminating in celebration. So we want to experience the beauty of Easter. And the way that we can do this is by really leaning into the suffering of our Lord and just remembering that he's the reason why we get to celebrate anything.
Very, very true. And you mentioned earlier in our conversation about transformation. And when we transform much in our life, we continue to grow. We continue to change. We continue to get closer to Christ.
That's right. Absolutely.
Our guest, Reuben Denson, the youth minister at St. Anne's Church in Canyon. Last fall, he graduated from West Texas A&M University, and he survived an internship with David Wilson here with Cap'n. And we'll give you the last word in the conversation, Mr. Denson. Anything else you'd like to add?
Absolutely. Working with David was so much fun. Being a part of this ministry, really, it was exceptional. And I just had the most fun learning about the lives of amazing parishioners in this diocese, continuing to put forward effort for this St. Carlo Acutis podcast network. And very much in the spirit of what we do here, I would like to kind of give a shameless plug, especially for this summer, because again, in everything that we do here at the podcast network or otherwise, we want to set goals and do our best to attain said goal. So my hope is that this summer you will consider joining us at the diocese July 23rd through the 26th. This is going to be our youth summer retreat. It'll be at Cedar Canyon, and it's a Thursday through Sunday. We're going to ring in this season of celebration for glorious St. Anne at Cedar, and we're going to do it together. We're going to have a blast. I would hope that you consider this if you are between the ages of 13 and 18, so 7th grade and high school. This is, again, happening July 23rd through the 26th. If you'll please consider that, pray about it, and see what the Lord does in your life in that short time.
Let's get you up to date with some diocesan news. First off, let's talk about Cap'n, a reminder about the second season of Spiritual Arms, 5 Minutes for the Battle. A new episode drops Monday mornings at 7 o'clock. Kick off the work week with 5 Minutes of Faith, hosted by the great Joshua Correa of St. Mary's Cathedral here in Amarillo. Go online to stcapn.com. And also, if you haven't already, check out The Introverted Apostle with Roman Asbill and David Wilson. A list of Lenten meals and fish fries, now available in the latest issue of the West Texas Catholic, the newspaper, and on the diocesan website, amarillodiocese.org and westtexascatholic.org. Please support these parishes and diocesan organizations during the Lenten season. A reminder to parishes, especially you parish secretaries and youth directors, the list of 2026 Catholic high school seniors from your parishes for the annual graduation issue are due to the Diocesan Office of Communications by noon on Thursday, February 26th, and that is a stone-cold non-negotiable deadline. So get to work, folks. One final Deanery Centennial Mass coming up this month, and that'll be in the South Deanery, San Jose Church, 735 Brevard in Hereford, Friday, February 27th at 6 p.m. Please join us as we continue to celebrate the centennial of the Diocese of Amarillo. Several events set for Sunday, March 1st, the Czech Sausage Dinner at St. Anne's Church in Canyon, the annual Mexican Dinner at St. Teresa of Jesus Church in Friona, and the annual PTO auction at St. Anthony's Church in Hereford. Hereford. Please call these entities for more information. The Faith Formation Basic Course on the Holy Trinity underway in the Diocese of Amarillo. All the details in the February 15 issue of the West Texas Catholic, the newspaper, on the diocesan website, amarillodiocese.org and westtexascatholic.org. Volunteers needed at BSA Hospital as communion ministers. This commitment does not require much time. According to Elma Fletcher, training is provided. Get in touch with Elma Fletcher for all the details, 806-206-4496. And please save Saturday, August 22nd on your calendars. Burn it into your memory, folks. The Diocese of Amarillo celebrating its centennial with a fantastic Mass of Thanksgiving that morning at 10 o'clock at St. Mary's Cathedral, 1200 South Washington. There's much more on the centennial that we're going to share with you on this program, the Diocesan newspaper, Diocesan website, Flocknote, Parish Bulletins, and Catholic Radio, among other things. And that just about puts an end to this one. Comments, suggestions, maybe you'd like to help underwrite the cost of Kappen. And if you can't, thank you. We'd really appreciate that. If you're interested in advertising on this program or any of our other offerings, please contact us, stcapn@dioama.org. And don't forget to fill out the form at stcapn.com. We want to hear from you and make this podcast and our podcast network even better and even stronger. And don't forget, you can keep up with this program and our other offerings on our podcasting network. And a reminder that all of our fantastic Kappen products are now on Spotify, Amazon Music, and Apple Podcast. And that does it for this program. Have yourselves a fantastic week. Make this Lent the best one yet. And remember, abortion is not healthcare, folks. Viva Cristo Rey.